On this day 60 years ago, two young musicians happened to cross each other at a church garden party, and that meeting changed the course of popular music forever. NPR's Netta Ulubi has the story.
A stultifying heatwave in 1957 did not stop John Lennon's skiffle group, the Quarrymen, from playing outside a Liverpool church alongside a dog show. These scenes painstakingly recreated in a 2009 movie about the early days of the Beatles called Nowhere Boy. 15-year-old Paul McCartney stands watching in the crowd. In the Beatles anthology DVD, the real Paul McCartney remembered the spectacle of John Lennon strutting around in a checkered shirt.
Sort of blondish kind of hair, a little bit curly, sideboards, looking pretty cool. And he was playing sort of one of these guitars, guaranteed not to crack, you know, not a very good one. But he was making a very good job of it, you know, and I remember being quite impressed.
After the set, McCartney played a song for Lennon, who was impressed in turn, maybe partly because McCartney actually knew the words to the song. Later, Lennon remembered being uncertain about whether to partner with such a strong musician who might challenge his leadership. But his hesitation lasted only briefly.
And I turned around to him right then on first meeting and said, "Do you want to join the group?" And I think he said yes the next day.
That's the beginning of the story.
The beginning, says music professor Gordon Thompson, of a 20-year partnership yielding nearly 200 songs, now worth close to $1 billion.
That's where it starts. That afternoon in that church hall in that part of Liverpool.
We're in a peak Beatles anniversary moment right now with the 50th anniversaries of their most famous albums rolling in practically on top of each other. Revolver last year, Sgt. Pepper's this year, and soon Let It Be, where this song is from. Today, says Professor Gordon Thompson, on the anniversary of John Lennon and Paul McCartney's very first meeting, maybe it's worth taking a moment to reflect on how shaped we are by the people who've crossed our paths. Netta Ulubi, NPR News.